Gather round The Huddle on ABC Local Radio and on ABC Grandstand Digital.
It's The Huddle here on ABC Grandstand AFL. Francis Leach, Scott Gullen and Nathan Burke with you. Last night at the MCG, the Sydney Swans, well, they needed also to rekindle their fire after losing to the Western Bulldogs. And it wasn't the prettiest game, but it was effective.
Gets a handball as he was tackled. Hannabry gives a handball to Jetta. Jetta with a snap from 50. Oh, this is going to be amazing!
So in the end, the Swans won comfortably. The Demons did kick the last four or so goals of the game and made it look respectable on the scoreboard. 12-16, 88 to 7-8, 50, a 38-point win to the Sydney Swans. I spoke with Jared McVeigh earlier on. He's about to board the plane to head back to Sydney. And I asked him what the general vibe was in the rooms after the win over the D's.
Yeah, look, it was really pleasing to get the win, first and foremost. We thought we'd start really well when our pressure was up and about early. And the second half was a bit more even and probably didn't finish the way we wanted to in the last quarter. We missed a fair few shots on goal, but pleased with our all-ground defence. I think Melbourne only had 31 inside 50s for the game.
Was it important at the start of the game to really assert yourself, given the Western Bulldogs had beaten you in a tight finish the week before? Was that something you talked about?
Yeah, look, you always want to start well, obviously, and also being away from home, you want to get on top early and silence the crowd, I guess. And we did that, I thought, and I was pleased to get away with a really good start towards half-time and really set the game up from then on in.
Some good results for young players. Well, Tom Mitchell's had to work really hard to establish himself in this team, but last night he had one of his best games.
Yeah, look, he was really good again. Look, we know he can really find the footy and he's a real competitor and he's had to bide his time. You know, he's been behind Parker and Kennedy and so probably a bit frustrating for him, but really good to see him play well on the weekend and he's a real vital part for our team.
And Kurt Tippett played a very important role last night. McDonald had a reasonably good game on Lance Franklin, so it was important for Kurt to present and give you a goal-scoring option.
Yeah, definitely. We tried to, get the matchups that we wanted for him, and we know that most teams try and get in front of Bud and get a few guys around him, so it's good for Tippo to take a few good strong grabs and kick some goals for us. And look, he's been playing well in the ruck for us and then spending a lot of time there, but then pushing forward, it's always handy to have a big fella down there when you're getting a bit of strife.
What was John Lomo's message to the group after the game about that last quarter and a bit where the Demons were able to kick, I think, four unanswered goals, five of the last six goals of the game?
Oh, look, he was fine. We were just wrapped to get the win. There's a few things, with our ball use and a bit of composure towards the end. But we were, not too concerned with it. We kicked one goal seven in the last quarter. So you kick four of those and then, it's a different story.
How would you assess the group's performance so far this year? You've been through so many campaigns yourself. You know that the best work needs to be done at the end of the season rather than at the start. But what's your sense about where the Sydney Swans are at right at the moment?
Yeah, look, it's nice to get away to a good start, to set yourself up for the back end of the season. So, look, started with, we won three, and then the Freo and Bulldog games, we could have won those games, we could have stole them, but we didn't play, the way we wanted. Our first half against Freo was deplorable, but then our second half was really good. So we just got to, that consistency of effort, through four quarters, we've seen with, most of the teams in AFL at the moment, if you're just off that little bit, you can really get smashed in a half, and then you've got to, it's a long way to get back to try and fight and get the win.
Jared McVeigh's with us here on The Huddle on ABC Grandstand AFL. There's a sense these days that the gap in the middle group of AFL teams is closing. We heard Leon Cameron talk about that last night after the GWS Giants beat Hawthorn. Is that your sense of it as well, that there's a sort of a much bigger glut of teams who can, on their day, knock off those at the top of the table?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I didn't see the GWS game, but obviously they've played well to beat Hawthorn. And you saw with the Bulldogs, they were up by so much. Then St Kilda comes back and wins the game. It's we got beat by the Bulldogs last week, and there's so many different things happening at the moment. So it is the competition is becoming a lot more even. And as I said before, it's if you're just off that little bit, it can really hurt you on the scoreboard, and you have to fight your way back into the game.
Jared, you've played a lot of footy with Adam Goods. He was the sub again last night. How was he around the group taking on that role? Wouldn't be easy for him given his status in the game.
Yeah, not easy for him, but he's happy to do it. I mean, he's happy to be in the team, and he'll play whatever role is needed for the team. And the balance for us last night was him to be the sub, and he's fine with that. Look, he's never said that, you know, he never wanted to be the sub. You know, previous to that, it was just about finding some form and some touch in the reserves, and then to come back into the team. He's, you know, he's done his role over the last couple of weeks.
In general, do the players hate the sub rule, particularly the older players?
Yeah, I think most players don't like it. I mean, you're just sitting there and you know, waiting for, you know, an injury or something like that, and then for the player to come off as well. You know, you know, potentially you've had a dirty day if you're getting the red vest. So it's not ideal, but hopefully that'll be scrapped for next year.
Adam came into the game because Isaac Heaney had injured himself. He had such a fantastic start to the campaign. What's the news on him, or how did he wake up this morning?
Look, I think, well, obviously he hasn't had scans yet. He'll have those tomorrow. But for more reports, it's a PCL. So I think Horst said last night it'll be around 4 to 6, but, you know, depending on the scan. So it's not an ACL or anything like that, which is great. But, you know, maybe 4 to 6, you know, which is not ideal for him and for us. But, you know, we'll get someone else in to do the job.
Are you as amazed as a lot of us are watching these younger players now come in, particularly players of his talent, but physically ready to take on the rigours of AFL football at such a young age?
Yeah, definitely when he first arrived, you know, you could tell the body type. He was already ready for AFL and, you know, a bit of a difference to a few of the kids that come in. So you can tell the ones that are ready to go straight away. But he's obviously... you know, a talented player anyway, so he was always going to play at some point this year. But, yeah, look, you see the kids coming in now, they've all got big bodies, and, you know, if they go through the RAS program, you know, they've been taught, you know, what AFL's all about, and, you know, they're ready to go.
Well, you'll need to be ready to go again next week, Geelong, at the Olympic Stadium in Sydney, so it goes up a couple of notches.
It does. You know, they were really impressive. Their first half on the weekend against Collingwood, you know, was outstanding. You know, Collingwood came back a bit, but looked the way the Geelong played, it was back to their best. And we've got great respect for them. We, you know, we've had some really good battles with them over the years. And, you know, both teams have followed a similar path and been in the finals for a long time. And you know, we always respect those guys when we play them.
Should be a great game. Thank you for talking to us today, and good luck in your preparation for next week.
Thank you, mate.
Jerry McVeigh there after the Swans' easy win over the Demons, 12-16-88 to the Demons, 7-8-50, 38 points at the MCG.